I got a blunt.
I got a blunt.
I got a blunt.
Hey, 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 hey.
High mystery. The candles are lit. The fairies are here, and I am looking into my crystal ball. So that means it's time for another high mystery.
Yeah,
that was magical.
Transported me right here.
The podcast where we smoke weed and talk about mysteries.
Yeah.
And sometimes my fairy friends join us.
I would say always. Aren't your fairy friends always with
you? Yeah, they're here because Lou is here, and they like to be where the animals are. So we have our podcast dog with us.
So we have our podcast fairies with us.
Yay! I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm Leanne.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Colin.
Today, we're going to smoke weed and talk about my mystery.
Yeah.
My blunt here is a twisted hemp wrap, blue banana, and it is filled with wedding cake, platinum gorilla, and banana OG.
Yeah.
And I will spark it now.
And yes. Later on, we will be smoking my honeypot swirl high hemp wrap that is packed with. Goddamn.
Remembering
that. That's a good strain. Goddamn.
It's like banana strawberry. I don't know. It's yeah. It's one of those little farms. I tried a new dispensary.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I can't remember what I bought. I'm sorry, everybody.
It's weed.
It's banana strawberry.
We won't say that dispensary's name because Rob was not impressed.
Oh, yeah. The lady there was awesome.
Yeah.
She loved my Diarrhea Planet t-shirt.
making all kinds of friends. Building all kinds of bridges with that Diarrhea Planet shirt. My God.
Is there a graphic to go along with the word diarrhea?
Oh yeah, no, there's a very nice picture on it. I'll wear it again one of these days.
It's an album cover. It's busy, you know.
Yeah.
What do you got for us today, Ariana?
Today, my mystery is the Calanish Stones in Scotland.
Calanish Stones.
Yes. They are an arrangement of standing stones that are in a crucifix pattern, so the shape of a Christian cross. And within that cross, there's a central stone circle.
Oh.
So it's kind of like a Stonehenge-y type site.
But more like Christian and less Druid?
Or Göbekli Tepe, or a,
mm-hmm.
what the...
Coral Castle?
Or the Michigan Stonehenge and the
Triangle. Yeah.
Anyway, just making reference to as many of our episodes as possible.
Yeah.
And it's definitely on a landmine.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Most likely. It's called the Calanish Stones because it's located near the village of Calanish on the west coast of Lewis in Scotland.
Very original with their names. There.
Yes.
They're like, or they're already there. Okay, we'll just say it's them.
It's believed that it was built or made in the late Neolithic era, and it's believed that this site was a focus for ritual activity during the Bronze Age.
I bet you that bat god was chilling out.
Flying
from the Maya culture to over here in Scotland.
Shout out to our Patreon episode.
Check it out.
Isn't
that beautiful? Whoever took that picture, you did a swell job. Good job.
I'm noticing, like, on these stone structures here on the Calanish Stones, it's kind of unique in the sense that they seem to be, like, some of the least worked stones that have been erected.
Right, they're not super shaped
symmetrically.
Yeah.
Like they seem pretty natural.
But they are pretty big.
They're
huge.
And
I do have the specs on these, which I'll get to in a second.
I love specs.
Yeah, give me the diameter.
The other cool thing is that along with this bathe site, there are numerous other ritual sites within a few kilometers.
Oh, really?
Including at least 3 other circles, several arcs, and alignments of single stones, and many are visible from this main site.
So it might be a whole bigger array,
mm-hmm.
a gigantic satellite, if you will.
So researchers believe that this site was an active focus point for prehistoric religious activity for at least 1,500 years.
I mean, if we believe that, like, a lot of these stone circles are, like, landing spaces for, like, UFOs and stuff, it's kind of cool thinking that this would be, like, a hot spot. Like, there's, like, a bunch of parking spots over here.
Bring your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to go to Earth. There's, like, nowhere to park.
No, dude, they're coming up, man. They've got all kinds of new places to park.
Right? We just need to go to, what are these stones called again?
Kalanish.
Yeah, those guys. We'll just take the Ley Line 101 down there.
You can park here. That'll be great.
I wonder if it's near the Loch Ness. Like, come see our Loch Ness.
It's a one stop. It's just like a tourist trap. It's just, we're just trying to pull aliens in at this point. It's just like, come play skee ball. Come on. Spend your alien dollars here on Earth.
We got mini golf.
I'm into it.
What of snacks?
What of snacks? Oh, man. I knew we forgot something. We got a... haggis?
Right, we got this sack full of intestines.
You guys ever had a sheep's stomach filled with lungs? It's good stuff.
Indeed.
I mean, we see you take the sheep, so it's like a portable version.
That was for lovemaking.
No.
All right, y'all ready for some specs?
I love specs.
It up.
All right. So the stone circle that's inside of the crucifix, it's not really a perfect circle. It's more of a ring with a flattened east side. But it has 13 stones with a monolith near the middle. The center stone monolith is 4.8 meters high, 1.5 meters wide, and 0.03 meters thick. The largest side of the stone is almost perfectly aligned to the north and south. And it's kind of in the shape of a ship's rudder and weighs 7 tons.
Damn!
Wow.
Talking about a heavy stone.
It's like, I wonder if these were just like giant sundials or whatever.
What? I mean, I hear that sometimes in regards to these monoliths, but my question is always like, why? Why do I need
to know what time it is?
No. Because you can make a sundial on the ground with a stick.
True.
Why do I need a sundial made out of a 7-ton rock?
You can make, like, a cross with 2 sticks. Why do you need a cathedral? Fucking...
Fair point.
I was going to say, why does Big Ben exist?
I don't know, because you got to... Because
you can.
Because you can. Because
you can.
Because you're an artiste.
Because look what I built!
You have to express your art. Because
you got to measure your dick.
You guys gotta come here every Sunday and look how big it is.
Clearly, only someone very hung could have built that structure.
They came for the penis, they stayed for the monolith. Interesting. So
5 rows of standing stones connect to this inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
2 long rows of stones running almost parallel to each other from one stone circle to the northeast. Making an avenue of sorts. And then there are 2 shorter rows of stones to the west, southwest, south, and then the east, northeast. Tristan is pointing at our lovely picture right now.
It's a little less of a cross and a little more of like a man almost, like a human body, if you will.
Okay.
I see the 2 legs, arms, and what potentially would be the head or whatever. I don't know. Kind of reminds me of a being as opposed
to just
a cross.
Okay, that's interesting because I was just about to get to that. Within the stone circle is a chambered tomb.
A chambered tomb? So, like, there's actually corpses and stuff inside?
Are there corpses inside? I'm asking Tristan.
Yeah.
He should know.
No one has, like, excavated it, but it's, like, encapsulated, like...
They haven't excavated it. They don't know what's in it.
There were some excavations done, which I'm about to get to as well. The chambered tomb is 6.4 meters long and was built later than the stone circle, apparently, through dating stuff.
How much later?
It's between the eastern stones and the central monolith.
I want to say, like, and there somewhere.
Basically where the heart is.
Somebody was just like, this place is special.
I'm leaving my bones here. Where the heart is on this little humanoid.
Yeah.
Now that you're looking at it like
where
that.
The heart is.
So there only have been limited excavations of the site.
Okay.
Some in 1980 and 81. And this was when some information was gathered on the development of the site. So they, through their discoveries or whatever, the first, their first evidence of human activity was indicated by a broad ditch that appeared to belong to a structure. They think it could have been a ritual structure, but it also could have been like a living area, like just a domestic area.
Somewhere to sleep when they came for their
mm-hmm.
worship or whatever.
Through their other discoveries, they discovered that in 3000 BC, the site was turned over to agriculture, which would have obliterated most of the early human traces.
Oh, so like so many cows stomped around that like you wouldn't find any tools because
mm-hmm.
they busted them up.
Right, or just like farming the land, tilling the land, or if there was like pottery or stuff left over,
they
probably would have just taken it and thrown it out because it's interfering with the growth of stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I gotta get these turnips in the ground. I can't be worried about this pot.
Right? People littering.
Father, are the turnips ready?
I haven't eaten in about a week.
Oh, stop your grumbling. We'll be having turnip soup before you know it. There'll be so many turnips, your eyes will be turnips.
That sounds glorious, Papa.
You'll wait.
You're never gonna grow.
You'll wait, your Papa will provide.
I'm gonna say punies. Whoa, why are you?
What'd you say? What'd you say?
I'm a turnip.
So they've decided after their excavation that the stone circle was set up between 2900 and 2600 BC. It's unclear to them if the outer stone alignments were made at the same time as the circle.
Okay. So it might be that somebody's found essentially what was like a stone circle, like Stonehenge, and then added the what we see as legs, arms, and
mm-hmm.
right, like come this way, follow the road to the.
Got you.
Or let's make this circle into a man and then bury someone in the heart place.
And I also wonder like how much of this is preserved because even I can see there's a road that
uh-huh.
cuts off like what would be the feet. So it might be that those stones kept going and kept going, but human in
mm-hmm.
intervention or whatever screwed stuff up.
So, like I said earlier, they also decided that the tomb was older, I mean, was newer than the circle, that it had been put up after the circle was made. They found some pottery fragments that led them to believe that the tomb had been used for several centuries, and some of it was dating from like 2000 to 1700 BC.
Mm.
Oh man, but they didn't get in the tomb.
No.
So intense.
I mean, I guess you have to have some clearance for that. You can't just go popping tombs willy nilly these days.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they
mummies.
Do that in Egypt, don't they?
Curse.
Don't they just?
No, you have to have like a permit from Egypt before you can even start excavating a site.
But what about the tomb robbers? They just do whatever they want.
Right.
Well,
those are.
Welcome back to another episode of Tomb Robbers. What's up? We're here. We're popping graves today. Popping tombs, popping bottles.
The thing about that is tomb raiders aren't really telling people what they found inside
yeah.
of it or like the discoveries. They're just taking
they're
it and going. Smashing
it on the black mark. Dude.
Yeah.
I stole this for science. That's why Indiana Jones does.
Yeah,
that's true. Indeed,
and
we need
that's
you.
Why Nazis do the grave robbing.
Oh.
Yeah,
because they're bad people.
Yeah,
I was like, why?
The worst
oh, because they're
people.
Horrible. Yeah, that's right.
So they also decided that the site stopped, the ritual activity stopped around 1500, between 1500 and 1000 BC. And they discovered that some artifacts were being cast out of the tomb. And they think that maybe it was some sort of ritual cleansing.
Oh.
Out with the old, in with the new.
We're done with these old pagan ways. It's time for the new Christian ones.
Yeah, maybe it was a pagan circle, and then they're like, nah, let's make this a Christian cross.
Yeah, you know what looks good? The cross, right, man. Digging the cross.
So we already have built. It's got, like, the circle halo. We just need to build the cross.
You think we could get, like, Jesus just down to his speedo and, like, really ripped? Right. Put him up there?
In monolith form?
Sexy Jesus.
Should he be in robes? No. Let's see all of his body.
I want him to be, like, bleeding, too. So, like, include that.
Whoa, you're dark. Thing. We'll definitely put it up there, though.
Yeah. Gotta compromise.
I'm sorry, that's something in church that always weirded me out. Looking up to bloody Jesus.
I do not like it.
That's why my dad's denomination in the church is bare, because he's like, we don't want to remember that he suffered, we want to remember that he rose.
Oh, that's cool. I also feel like everything I hear from your dad's church is like, oh, so that's... There are people doing Christianity right.
Yeah, they really do. I know.
Shout out to your dad's church.
They are.
Right? Yeah. I don't know if he wants a shout out.
I know.
on our high,
he know about the show.
I'm entirely honest.
Tune in for deals with the devil.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd have some things to say.
Do you guys want to make some guesses before I tell you the theories, or should I tell you the theories first?
I mean, I guess like a leading theory would just be that it is, as simply as it's been stated already, like a human religious site.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they just needed a meeting space for whatever religion it is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's like, you know, like maybe in the middle of nowhere type of thing. So like they needed a landmarker that would say, this is where home is. Come on over this way if you've been traveling for...
Sure, like, don't worry, Kalanish is over the hill.
Yeah.
This thing points you in the right direction.
Yeah. Like, just something to see from far, far away, because it's probably a lot of flatland.
I mean, just to, like, go off of that, I know in Inuit culture, like, it's normal for them to erect, like, stone things in the... in the Arctic North, because there's nothing else. There's no features.
Mm-hmm.
So they would erect like stone men or things like that. So that
it could be a compass.
Yeah, right? So like if you come upon one, you know it faces north or whatever to keep you on your journey.
Oh, that's so smart.
So maybe it is something like that.
A
compass.
Sometimes.
I'll take it. If I can be smart sometimes, that's a good...
I feel like they were smarter back then, man. We're dumb as shit now.
We just have all our needs met.
We just don't use our brains.
So we don't have to.
Efficiently.
We could be less.
For the right reasons.
We are soft.
Hey.
We are soft.
We landed on the moon! We landed on the moon!
Soft and a little terrible.
I mean, I've seen enough people
be
naked and afraid.
Right? I was just
about
to say, naked and afraid exists. So.
Yeah, there are people that can do it. And, like,
we know
so much about, like, natural healing properties and
mm-hmm.
things you can and can't eat in the wild. You just got to go on the internet.
Go on the internet. Yeah, get out there on the internet, kids.
This is a commercial for the internet.
Go out, stretch your legs, get some...
Rob's
hey there.
Sparked his mystery blunt.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on the commercial for the internet.
Yeah, right.
Hey there, tell me, hey Sally, what's got you down?
We're tired of playing with toys and going outside.
Well, have you heard about the newfangled device that gets you outside while being inside?
Yay!
It's the internet, kids. Don't use it for porn, please.
Well, we know you're gonna.
Internet, sponsored by porn.
I don't know. I feel like it could have just been like the, I don't know if they had kings or whatever, but like the monarch or whatever just was like, I want you guys to build me the best resting place of all time. When I die, I'm gonna go right here.
A pyramid, essentially.
Yeah.
Like he was just like, hey, look, I want everybody to know.
I need a dope tube.
Yeah. Needs to last for a long time.
Got to have it.
At least 40 people need to die in the construction of this sucker.
Some have said or suggested that it's a prehistoric lunar observatory.
So basically, like, you lay down in just the right spot and you can see the stars perfectly, kind of.
Maybe, depending on, like, if you lay down and you put your feet up against a stone, like, your vision will line up with something, or...
Yeah, that could be. Especially when you know, based on the, you know, sun setting in between certain rocks, what, like, time of year is best to see fucking Saturn.
I can see that. There's, like, one dude who's, like, just standing there, like, looking at the sky, and there's a bunch of, like, farmers gathering on the edge of it, like, did he say yet? And the other farmer is like, nah, he ain't said nothing yet. And then eventually he's finally like, it is time. And they're all like, time to plant the crops! Oh, yeah. Or harvest, yeah. Or yeah, whatever it is.
There's also been a proposition of it being like some sort of relationship of the stones with the moon and the Clism mountain range.
Clism?
Clism.
Clism.
Huh?
Nice.
It's like a big mountain range nearby, and like it apparently lines up right with it. So like maybe it like traces the moon's like where it passes over the mountain or something like that, or
like kind of. Well, and it kind of sounds like what Colin was saying earlier about being a marker of like a path. And then, you know, since it's nearby, such nearby a mountain range.
Wouldn't that still be observable? If that was the case.
Well, it's, yeah, I guess so. Like, you could look through the stones and see what the mountain range tells you or whatever. Yeah, why not? It would make sense. I'm sure it does line up, just like Stonehenge lines up with, like, sunsets and different astrological changes in the sky and things like that.
Or maybe there's something in the mountain and they're saying, like, hey, go to the mountain. There's something inside, like the circle is the mountain, and the stone is
the
thing inside, and they're saying, hey, this is the arrow, go into that mountain. Let's go, guys, let's go into the mountain. I got a compass, I'm ready for my trips.
Tristan just got a compass, so we were laughing, so we were saying that
you
should have
waited
can go
for
to
the
Poland
Patreon.
Now.
Patreon could have bought that compass for you.
He could go to the Poland trees now.
Well, I got like a solar charger thing, so like I could keep my devices charged. So not only does it have a compass, but it has a solar.
He's
battery.
Ready for Poland.
Ready, send
guys.
Me.
Send him to Poland.
You out there.
I will rummage amongst the trees with my compass.
Send Tristan to rummage in Poland.
We all want Tristan to rummage in Poland. It's up to you to go to Patreon and make it happen.
There'll be new stories coming out about a wrestler.
I always like with things like this, and especially with like Göbekli Tepe, which we can see the bowl. I wonder if, like, maybe back in the day there was less filled in and it was, like, a water storage thing where you could, like, put a bunch of braces in to, like, hold a small pool of water. But if you had more water than that, you can, like, block it out further and further.
I definitely could see that.
Like, the oldest reservoir ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I like that. Maybe that's what those ditches were that... or whatever they found that they thought those were like houses. It was just like more reinforcement for the bigger.
Or maybe that's where they kept the floaty toys.
Yeah,
so they could swim in that sucker in the summer. And the middle thing is just a diving board.
I like it.
It's the most fun, you know, explanation that's out there.
Have we heard all of the explanations?
Not yet. There's one more.
What is it? Lay it on me.
So, according to one tradition, like a local tradition, the Kalanish stones were petrified giants who would not convert to Christianity.
Whoa.
In the 17th century, the people of this area were calling the stones... Oh my god, I'm not going to be able to pronounce
Let
this.
Let me see.
Ferbergi.
Ferbergi or something like that.
Ferbergi.
It means false men.
Probably is like Febrahe. or something
yeah,
like that.
That sounds right. Yeah.
Febrahe.
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 There's another legend that on a midsummer morning, an entity known as the Shining One walks the length of the avenue.
He's so shiny.
That's an alien.
Shine.
That's an alien.
Look at them shine.
I'm Mr. Shiny. I'm your shiny friend. I'll be your friend until the end. Ah, my eyes are burning.
He's so shiny. Anyway.
I mean, it could be an alien, or it could be like what they were calling the moon. Maybe they were referring to the moon as the Shining One.
Oh, the man in the moon.
Okay. There's a written reference to the stone in 1680
Good year.
A native of the area, John Morrison. And he wrote that the stones were men converted into stone by an enchanter and set up in a ring for devotion.
It's not the first time I've heard of men or giants turned to stone. I feel like that's all over the place, but especially in the legend of King Arthur and Merlin. Merlin famously turned an army of men into stones. And there are like fields of erect stones in England that they don't have explanations for.
Isn't there also like a place called like the Giant's Causeway somewhere?
Yeah, that's in either Ireland or Scotland. Maybe. I'm not totally sure which one because I'm American and I blend the two. Yeah, that's a geologic formation where they're all hexagons on the edge of the shore.
But common thought that Giants was up in there.
They was walking around.
I like that. I like that it was like, you know, the Giants. I don't necessarily like that it was the Christian and like Christianity being like, I put a spell on you.
Yeah, I
feel like that's total fake out. They're like, there was no army. They just like erected all these stones. They're like, there was an army. Turned into a stone.
Right.
By the time the messenger got there, they were like, my God, look at the stones.
Right.
It must be.
Fear Christ,
you know?
You too.
Yeah.
I took out these giants, bro.
Truth.
You get
a bunch
Bible.
Of rocks.
You get a Bible. You get a Bible.
Yeah.
I mean,
so much time and distance.
King Arthur wasn't promoting Christianity, though, just to be clear.
Oh, we weren't saying that about King Arthur.
No.
Let's not spur King Arthur's name.
The only reason I make the distinction important is because I know some people like think of the Arthurian legends as their Bible. Like, they legitimately think King Arthur is going to come back at some point.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, King Arthur or Merlin is going to come back?
All of the above.
With Merlin's help.
Oh.
It'll be like enchanted or whatever.
Is he like Jesus?
Yeah,
enchanted.
Is he still alive from walking
Arthur?
Among us? See, timeless?
Well,
all
we
of these questions coming up on another episode.
As long as it doesn't fuck with someone else, believe what you feel.
I just have one more note on this, on these cool stones. Sometime around 1695, Martin.
Martin!
How y'all doing?
So nice, they named him twice. Visited the site and was told by local people that it was a place appointed for worship in the time of heathenism.
Yeah, this was a place where they was getting down.
And then,
they was worshiping each other's bodies.
It's all about the moon.
All the pottery was just like
they're
dildos.
They're having sex and period blood.
The chief druid or priest would stand near the big stone in the center, from whence he addressed himself to the people that surrounded him.
Yes, my heathens.
Yes.
Get it on.
Tonight is the night that we party.
Somebody feed me grace.
Yeah, right.
Let's raise our cordials of champagne for debauchery.
Tonight we give ourselves to revelry.
Sounds like a party I want to go to.
Right? Sounds like a good time.
Just me and Colin.
Just Tristan.
I go.
Feeding each other.
I check it out. I wouldn't turn it down.
I mean, like, I don't get invited out much, so I'd just be like, sure, why? Yeah. Why not?
It'd be just more of a scene study for me.
Stand off to the side and do your own thing. I get what you're saying.
I think we call that a boy.
I mean, I don't know. Does it seem like the best place for revelry?
Yeah, I mean, if there's nothing else around.
Yeah,
I guess that's true. There are mountains in the distance.
Yeah.
It is cool. Like, you can see there is some, obviously, significance. The sun's coming, like, perfectly through a couple of the stones.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine it lines up all over the place. They always do.
Yeah, critics say that, like, those alignments could just be by chance, you know?
Sure.
Like,
fucking critics.
And then factors like the weathering and displacement of stones over the millennia mean there's like no certainty of
right, like
any
there's
alignments.
Like when exactly
oh,
rainfall and then
originally
it gets muddy
attended
and then wind
or
blows
otherwise.
It a little bit and then
so like the stones have been warped a little bit, so it's hard to say.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah, maybe they were like perfectly symmetrical at one point, just like weather.
Mm-hmm.
Because I also saw some pictures where there was snow. So snow happens in this area.
Sure, and snow definitely will crack some rocks. Every season in
falling stuff,
back in Kentucky, yeah, they have to like replace the roads every spring pretty much, or at least patch a ton of them because of the freezing. The water gets down in the road, freezes, expands, breaks the road.
God
damn.
And then it melts, and so then there's no like structure holding it
exactly
anymore, and then it like crumbles in.
They just gotta be rebuilding roads constantly. It's like, what are you guys doing?
That's so
rebuilding
dumb
roads?
I feel like you should just figure out a better solution at that point.
It works, it's cheap.
Yeah,
asphalt costs like nothing, so
yeah.
And just they should just
keep them busy,
keep it patching. City
give
budget.
Them something to do.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I guess that's it. The candles have all burned out. The fairies are ready to go outside and frolic. They're over.
They're so
means
done.
That's another episode of High Mystery. I'm Ariana.
I'm Tristan.
I'm
Leanne. I'm Robert.
And I'm Colin.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, fairies.
Bye. 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 Bye.